Exclusive video, Border Patrol releases 500 migrants over one day in West Texas. By Randy Clark on April 19, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, after an Easter weekend of increased migrant crossings. The Border Patrol quickly released more than 500 to a non-government humanitarian shelter to ease overcrowding, according to a source within CBP. Breitbart, Texas, watched as at least 7 buses dropped off at a local shelter Monday. The non-government mission Border Hope shelter had been closed for Easter, forcing the Border Patrol to hold migrants over the weekend. The source says the Del Rio sector kept more than 2,500 at several permanent and temporary locations. That total represents double the capacity levels for the facilities. As the shelter opened, migrants disembarked and gathered belongings before going into a converted industrial warehouse. Each bus carried more than 40, all single adults. The shelter serves to provide transportation to other parts of the United States. As some of the migrants exited the bus, a few displayed celebratory hand gestures. In less than 2 hours, more than 300 were released. The source tells Breitbart, Texas, the releases will be occurring throughout the day to alleviate overcrowding across the southwest border. The source says more than 14,000 migrants were being held by the Border Patrol as of Monday, nearly two-thirds of whom are still awaiting processing. Single adult migrants have not been historically released in such large numbers under previous administrations. Former Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan told Breitbart, Texas, it was unheard of during his tenure and believes most people would be shocked if they only realized the dangers of the practice. "Never before have we seen the mass release of single adults. The American people need to wake up. Do you think we are getting a complete criminal history from their countries of origin? The answer is no," he emphasized. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.